Lesson 6, Culture 2, Part A, Micro-Listening.
Numbers, Calculation, Drill 1. In this part, you'll hear 10 short conversations about numbers. At the end of each conversation, you'll hear a question about what was said. Listen carefully and decide which of the four choices is the right answer to the question you've heard.
1. What time does the concert start?
At 8:30. We still have 25 minutes to get there.
What time is it now?
2. Can you tell me what time Flight 318 will arrive?
Yes. It was scheduled to arrive at 6 p.m., but has been delayed for an hour and a half.
When is the airplane now expected to arrive?
3. When does the next bus leave for Los Angeles?
Buses leave for Los Angeles every half hour. You just missed the 9:30 bus by 5 minutes.
When will the next bus leave for Los Angeles?
4. I like these chairs. How much are they?
They are $60 each, or $100 for a pair.
How much does one chair cost?
5. I just bought this coat at a sale. I paid only $240 for it. How do you like it?
It's very nice, but my wife bought the same thing for just half the price.
How much did the man's wife pay for her coat?
6. We'd like 2 rooms, a small room and a large room, both facing the garden.
Very good, sir. The small room is $20 a night, and the large room is $30 a night.
How much would the man pay for the rooms if he and his family stay for 3 nights?
7. How many students took the English test yesterday?
About 90, but one-third failed.
How many students passed the test?
8. I bought this $500 TV set with a 10% discount.
It's a bargain. You're so lucky.
How much did the man pay for his TV set?
9. Lisa must be over 20 now.
Yes. When Tom finished school 10 years ago, Lisa was already 15.
How old is Lisa now?
10. Does this typewriter cost $80?
It used to, but it is twice as much as the original price.
How much does the typewriter cost now? Drill 2. You're going to hear a passage. It will be read 3 times. Listen carefully and fill in the blanks with the missing words. Before Helen Keller was 2 years old, she lost her sight and hearing. She lived in a world of confusion until the arrival of Ann Sullivan, the woman who was to change Helen's life. On March 3, 1887, Miss Sullivan arrived. It was 3 months before Helen's 7th birthday. Miss Sullivan worked closely with her new student. At times, the teacher became disappointed. But eventually, Miss Sullivan's efforts were rewarded. The deaf and blind Helen Keller learned to communicate with others. Before Helen Keller was 2 years old, she lost her sight, and hearing. She lived in a world of confusion until the arrival of Anne Sullivan, the woman who was to change Helen's life. On March 3, 1887, Miss Sullivan arrived. It was 3 months before Helen's 7th birthday. Miss Sullivan worked closely with her new student. At times, the teacher became disappointed, but eventually, Miss Sullivan's efforts were rewarded. The deaf and blind Helen Keller learned to communicate with others. Before Helen Keller was 2 years old, she lost her sight and hearing. She lived in a world of confusion until the arrival of Anne Sullivan, the woman who was to change Helen's life. On March 3, 1887, Miss Sullivan arrived. It was 3 months before Helen's 7th birthday. Miss Sullivan worked closely with her new student. At times, the teacher became disappointed, but eventually, Miss Sullivan's efforts were rewarded. The deaf and blind Helen Keller learned to communicate with others.
Part B, Macro Listening. Passage 1. What are good manners?
Exercise 1. Listen to the passage and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
People in different countries have different standards for good manners. Before entering a house in some Asian countries, it is necessary to take off one's shoes. In European countries, even though shoes sometimes become very muddy, this is not done. A guest in a Chinese house never finishes a drink. He leaves a little to show that he has had enough. In a Malay house, a guest always leaves a little food. In England, a guest always finishes a drink or eats up his food to show that he has enjoyed it. Here are some examples of the things that a well-mannered person does or does not do, no matter whether he is an Oriental or a Westerner. He never laughs at people when they are in trouble. Instead, he tries to help them. He is always kind, whether to people or to animals. When he is waiting for a bus, he takes his turn and never pushes to the front of the line. In the bus, he gives his seat to an old person or a disabled person or a lady who is standing. When talking to people, he never tells heavy people they are fat, but says that they are losing weight, for he knows everyone is diet conscious and wants to be thin. He never asks people, women in particular, their age. Everyone wants to be young. If he is invited to a dinner party at 7, he is sure to be there by 7, knowing how people respect time and expect everyone to be on time. If he smokes, he never lights his cigarette before getting the permission from people around him. He says please when making a request and thank you when he receives something. He stands up when speaking to a lady or an older person, and he does not sit down until the other person is seated.
Question number 1. What does a good-mannered Asian guest do when entering the house of his host?
Question number two. Why does a guest in a Chinese house leave a little drink in his cup?
Question number three. What is considered good manners when you are a guest in an English house, according to the passage?
Question number four. What is not mentioned as the fine quality of a well-mannered person, according to the passage?
Question number five. Which of the following is a shared standard for good manners in both Oriental and Western cultures?
Exercise two. Listen to the passage again and complete the following charts with the information you get from the tape.
People in different countries have different standards for good manners. Before entering a house in some Asian countries, it is necessary to take off one's shoes. In European countries, even though shoes sometimes become very muddy, this is not done. A guest in a Chinese house never finishes a drink. He leaves a little to show that he has had enough. In a Malay house, a guest always leaves a little food. In England, a guest always finishes a drink or eats up his food to show that he has enjoyed it. Here are some examples of the things that a well-mannered person does or does not do, no matter whether he is an Oriental or a Westerner. He never laughs at people when they are in trouble. Instead, he tries to help them. He is always kind, whether to people or to animals. When he is waiting for a bus, he takes his turn and never pushes to the front of the line. In the bus, he gives his seat to an old person or a disabled person or a lady who is standing. When talking to people, he never tells heavy people they are fat, but says that they are losing weight, for he knows everyone is diet conscious and wants to be thin. He never asks people, women in particular, their age. Everyone wants to be young. If he is invited to a dinner party at 7, he is sure to be there by 7, knowing how people respect time and expect everyone to be on time. If he smokes, he never lights his cigarette before getting the permission from people around him. He says please when making a request and thank you when he receives something. He stands up when speaking to a lady or an older person, and he does not sit down until the other person is seated.
Passage 2. Tea ceremony in Japan.
Exercise 1. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to each question you hear. The tea ceremony in Japan, or cha no yu, is a special form of entertainment for distinguished guests. The tradition started in the 15th century and has existed for about 600 years. And it has very special and strict rules that must be followed. There are many different kinds of tea ceremonies, from the informal to the quite formal. But all cha no yu ceremonies have one thing in common, that is, guests are invited to enjoy a moment of peace and calm. Traditionally, the cha no yu takes place in a tea room, which is usually not very big. The guests take off their street shoes and put on special bamboo shoes. Then they cross a beautiful garden. They stop for a moment at a rock water basin where they wash their hands. Then they enter the tea room through a small, low door. The inside of the tea room is very simple, but very beautiful. The room is not furnished at all, and the floor is covered with a kind of bamboo mats, which are called tatami. There are flowers and some traditional decorations, like porcelain tea sets of ancient times, landscape paintings, calligraphy, national costumes, etc. The guests sit in the traditional way, on their knees on the floor. In formal tea ceremonies, small cakes are also served. The tea master, a man or a woman, follows a certain procedure in making the tea, and then serves it to the guests in turns, starting from the most distinguished. The guests are not supposed to drink the tea at one go. They should sip it bit by bit, and at the same time appreciate the designs of the bowl and the dish. From time to time, the host and the guests would bow to each other. When the guests finally leave the tea room, put on their shoes, and leave the house, they feel happy and peaceful.
Question number one. What is the main purpose of a Japanese chanoyu?
Question number two. What do the guests not do before they are led to the tea room?
Question number three. Which of the following best describes a tea room?
Question number four. What have you learned about the tea masters from the tape?
Question number five. How are the guests feeling when they leave the tea room after the ceremony is over?
Exercise two. Listen to the passage again and write down your answers to the following questions. The tea ceremony in Japan, or chanoyu, is a special form of entertainment for distinguished guests. The tradition started in the 15th century and has existed for about 600 years. And it has very special and strict rules that must be followed. There are many different kinds of tea ceremonies, from the informal to the quite formal. But all chanoyu ceremonies have one thing in common, that is, guests are invited to enjoy a moment of peace and calm. Traditionally, the chanoyu takes place in a tea room, which is usually not very big. The guests take off their street shoes and put on special bamboo shoes. Then they cross a beautiful garden. They stop for a moment at a rock water basin, where they wash their hands. Then they enter the tea room through a small, low door. The inside of the tea room is very simple, but very beautiful. The room is not furnished at all, and the floor is covered with a kind of bamboo mats, which are called tatami. There are flowers and some traditional decorations, like porcelain tea sets of ancient times, landscape paintings, calligraphy, national costumes, etc. The guests sit in the traditional way, on their knees on the floor. In formal tea ceremonies, small cakes are also served. The tea master, a man or a woman, follows a certain procedure in making the tea, and then serves it to the guests in turns, starting from the most distinguished. The guests are not supposed to drink the tea at one go. They should sip it bit by bit, and at the same time appreciate the designs of the bowl and the dish. From time to time, the host and the guests would bow to each other. When the guests finally leave the tea room, put on their shoes, and leave the house, they feel happy and peaceful. This is the end of Lesson 6.